Today's reading is in Mark chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. Mark 7, verse 1. Now when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And when the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men.'" And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting it, the commandment of God, in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If a man tells his father or mother, whatever you would have gained from me is Corban, that is, given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and many such things you do." And he called the people to him again and said, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And when he had entered the house and left his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said, "Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach and is expelled?" Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, "What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." First, I want us to understand that when they come with this accusation about them not washing their hands, they're not talking about commandments that they are breaking under the old law. They're talking about traditions or teachings of their elders and scribes that have been handed down. So over the years, these teachers and scribes have expanded the laws of their people based on their own opinions and decisions versus what God has handed down. So that's what they've done. They've added to the Word of God. And when Jesus comes back and says, "You're a bunch of hypocrites, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me," he's saying, you make this outward show about being a Christian, well, for us a Christian, but being a godly follower, but you're not really a follower because it's not residing within your heart. It's just this outward show. So they have elevated these teachings of these elders to be at least equal with the commandments of God, if not in some cases above the commandments of God, which we're going to talk about that in a moment. They are very obsessed with making sure that they are not defiled because of the things that they've touched and carrying that from one thing or place to another. And so that's what they're focusing on. They don't want to go to the marketplace and not wash. They don't want to come home and eat and not wash. They don't want to eat out of utensils or cups or bowls or anything that has been unwashed. Not that they really think they're dirty, but it's this ritualistic behavior that they have elevated to be some sort of righteousness in their eyes. Now, Jesus points out that nothing outside a person by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person. And when his disciples ask him about it, he explains the difference. He's talking about eating food, and you know, if you get some sort of a bacteria or germ in that food, yes, it's going to make you sick. You're going to expel it out, but that's not a big deal. And Mark gives this parenthetical thought that he also declared all foods clean in this statement as well, which inspired gives us a little bit more insight. But he says, what's really the problem is the things we store up in our heart, because those things come back out as behaviors and the things that we say. That's what's really the problem. That's where the true defilement is. And so it's not specific activities and things, but what we have within us that lead us to live in an evil way. And he even carries this a little farther when he says, in vain do they worship me, teaching his doctrine the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men. And so he explains this. You reject the commandment of God. And he says, for Moses, verse 10, said, honor your father and mother. Whoever reviles father and mother must surely die. But you say, if a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is Corban, that is given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for them. So they would, you know, set aside these funds as being, you know, set aside for God, even though they haven't actually given them over to God. These resources are under their control. They haven't handed them over. But by earmarking them, if you will, then they can say, well, you know, I can't help you, Mom and Dad. I can't take care of you in your old age the way I'm supposed to because this is God's money. It's not my money. That's basically what it comes down to. And so he says, you make void the word of God by your tradition, your teachings. And he says, and many such things you do. So they're all about the outward show and check marks. Yes, you know, I washed my cups and I washed my hands and I washed my utensils and I said my prayers in the public places, yada, yada, yada. And it doesn't, none of it comes from the heart. It's just an outward show. And what comes out of the heart actually becomes, you know, these evil works. Then we get down to verse 20 and he explains this. He says, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. So we're talking about spiritual defilement. We're not talking about whether, you know, your hands are a little dirty when you eat. We're talking about spiritual defilement. So he says that what you have in your heart, whether you're truly dedicated, whether you truly want to be a follower of God, that is going to determine whether you are engaged in evil things or not. And that's the real defilement that they need to be concerned about. We can have influences around us. We can be affected in various ways, but nobody can make me sin. Only I can make me sin. And that's based on what's in my heart, what I truly desire, and whether I elevate those desires to be more important to me than being right with God. That's what it comes down to. Something to consider for today is, you know, when we do something that's not right, when we sin, do we accept the blame or do we shift the blame? That's a very popular thing in society today, to shift the blame. Well, I wouldn't have done that if so-and-so hadn't have, and, you know, all of a sudden it's their fault, even though you should be responsible for your own actions. And so when we sin, do I blame it on situations? Do I blame it on people around me? Do I blame it on things around me? Or do I accept responsibility for what I do? We need to pray that our actions are pure and that our heart is pure. Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's verse 10 of Psalm 51. That's what we need. We need to be pure inside. And when we're pure inside, then our motivations are pure, our actions are pure, and we are not defiled in the sight of God. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.